With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do the show, bitch!
Welcome to Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
I know you fat bastards want to eat some of this.
With Ben Higgins.
Go to hell, pro sports.
Steven Woods.
That was incredible.
And Paul Reindel.
All right.
Get ready, tier ones.
Oh.
It's Ben and Woods.
Finally, the chance for somebody to get on and do some good sports talk radio.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Good morning, everybody.
Do the show, bitch.
Ben and Woods,
good
97.
Morning, everybody, my people.
We watch it like 50 times a day in my house. That's Juan Soto, of course.
How we doing?
How we doing?
It's Ben and Woods. It's Monday, March 13th, 2023. And you're listening to our program on 97.3 The Fan. Many of you are watching on YouTube. I am Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He is our executive producer. Good morning, Paulie.
Good morning.
And Benjamin Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, is here as well. Good morning, Benjamin.
Good morning. YouTube chat is about morning coffee already.
Oh, they're already talking
about it. Yeah, yeah. Starbucks, Dutch Brothers, what do you get? I go with the app, 99 cent, McCafe, just black coffee. Well, I put a creamer in it, but just regular coffee usually.
It's interesting you bring up coffee this morning, too, because our very own Paul Reindel had a bit of a coffee mishap to get Monday going. Paulie,
great,
tell everybody what you did.
I'm going to go ahead and just preemptively blame the time change on this one. Still a little early, but yeah. You ever start the coffee, the Keurig machine
without the thing under?
Without the cup, oh, the mug
no.
under?
Yeah. Oh, no.
I had the thermos, and I washed it out and was ready to go. And then I just kept hearing like the dripping onto the countertop. And
yeah.
You
know, oh. I did it with a whole coffee maker, not just a Keurig one cup once. So.
Like a pot?
Yeah, pots. Where's the pot?
But there was no pot.
No pot. Just brewing into the
Luckily, into the catch-all, the tray or whatever, was still in place and caught, I don't know, 7 or 8 of the 12 ounces of coffee
but
I was pouring. And then I had to do
the delicate walkover.
It's like a 6-foot walk to the sink, and I'm just like, get there. There's like a tiny bit of hot coffee spilled onto my hands.
It's
I'm
lapping. It's lapping over the side like a boat. You're like, oh God. I never can make the transition either.
You're trying to remember what you learned about surface tension in high school.
You're like, dude, just eat.
A little bit higher than the top, but somehow it's not spilling if I don't move it at all.
It was like 4:45. I just looked over the clock and just said,
It's tough, dude. Al, you know, look, morning radio show hosts are some of the only people in the country that hate the time change. And I bitch about it every year. For me, too, the morning sucks. It sucks. I feel like death right now. That said, for
the feeling fine up until the coffee episode.
The other thing that really is awful for me is I lose my nights. I lose a little bit of my nights because guess who stays up a little bit later now? Because it's stark bright outside. My children, my 5-year-old and my 2-year-old, you know, it's 7 o'clock last night, which is normally when it's like Taylor will get his ass to bed about 6:30, 6:45 some nights, which is great. And then Bo will go down right after. And then you feel like you have the night. So I look up last night and I'm like, oh, cool. It's 7:30. So then by the time I get them down, it's 8. And I've lost an hour of my evening because I have to get in bed and rest my brain and to be able to come in and do this. And so I just was like, this sucks. I hate it. And I'll get used to it. You know, like the rule changes in baseball. I will adapt. I will get used to it at some point. But it really is jarring the first couple of days. And while we're on the topic, Ben, you don't even know this. Paulie, I teased him last night a little bit with I did it again. I have a new...
You know, there could be so many directions where I did it again went. My first thought was... He fell out of a hammock and banged his head again.
I only did that wasn't one it. Time.
Well, that's why this would be again if you did it again.
This all right. Let's play 20 questions. So it wasn't a hammock.
All right. So did it involve personal injury?
No.
Okay. Let's see. Did it involve authorities or the law in some way?
Absolutely not.
Not okay. Did it involve gastric distress?
No.
All right. Maybe I'm being too generic or too specific.
Well, I mean, these are things that I go through on it.
These have all happened.
These have all happened.
Things that has happened to Woods again.
What is something that I am almost notorious for? We've talked about it recently. I'll give you that hint.
Did it involve you being petty or bitter about something?
I mean, that's very standard. Yeah, I can just go ahead and say yes for that.
Yeah, okay.
But no. This is something that it's a habit of mine. It's something that I've been doing that I do from time to time. I'll give you another hint. Sleep or lack thereof.
Sleep or lack thereof.
See, it's funny. I said to Paulie, I did it again.
And he immediately
he
knew what
knew,
it was.
And he goes, I'll fill you in on what I bought.
What you bought?
Tomorrow, which is today. I did the old Ambien purchase got me again.
Oh, you did it again. You bought something on Ambien.
So you get hopped up on Ambien.
Yeah.
You open up Amazon, Instagram.
Is okay. What gets me every single time. Targeted Instagram ads got me again. My wife came in yesterday with a box about the size of a case of beer. She goes, what is this? And I said, what is it? And she said, Slate Milk. I go, what? And she goes, it's made out to you. It says Slate Milk on it.
Slate Milk.
I go, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I'm trying to watch this game. You're breaking my balls. What is it? She's like, it's made out to you. It's from Slate Milk. What did you buy? I go.
Can you milk a slate, Greg?
I go, what? I'm not hiding anything from you. I don't know what you're talking about. And so we go into the kitchen, and I open it up, and there's a case of Slate Milk. It's right here.
Slate Milk.
Slate Classic Chocolate Ultra Filtered Milk in like a Red Bull can. And I go,
what the hell?
I go, I didn't buy this. So the email address that's attached to my PayPal is my Gmail account, which I never use. I never use it. It was set up for a radio show I used to produce and host, my Lost Weekend show, which was an alt country show. I never check it. I get 1,000 spam emails a day to it. I never look at it. So I pull it up last night. I go, oh, yep, there it is. Monday night, 9:40 p.m., I was on Instagram, and here it is. It's Slate Classic Chocolate Ultra Filtered Milk, lactose-free, 20 grams of protein, 110 calories, 0 grams of added sugar.
You bought cans of chocolate milk.
I bought cans of chocolate milk.
This is last Monday night.
Monday night, a week ago tonight, at 9:40 p.m., I ordered a case of this. Probably because it was like, it was probably some meathead. And he said, you know how I lost weight? I drink Slate chocolate milk with 20 grams of protein. It tastes amazing. And so I like chocolate milk. I like protein drinks. And I bought it. And so I was like, all right, well, I'm going to. It's in a can.
I hope it's not carbonated.
It says, shake gently, crack slowly. Our drinks are ultra excited to jump right out of their cans and help you crush your day. Make sure to give them a little shake and crack with care, then shamelessly chug away.
The last thing you want to be is covered in chocolate milk all morning. So,
all right, so all right, you first.
No, thank you.
Try it. It's not heroin. I'm not, hey, Ben, take a bump of this. It's just chocolate milk.
It's chocolate milk with a bit of a healthy taste of some sort.
Taste healthy. You want to try it, Pauly?
No.
Yeah. I mean, you can definitely taste the, it's not rich and creamy. It's more of a.
Like, it's just like filled with aspartame,
yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah, well, that was 0 grams of added sugar part of it.
I've got 19 more of them where that came from if anybody needs them. So I'm like, dude. What are you doing? Oh, by the way, take a guess on what would you pay for a case of chocolate milk at 20, local grocery store?
20 of those cans of chocolate milk.
I'm going to say.
It wasn't 20. Actually, it's 12.
12. That's
okay,
it.
Okay, that changes things.
Yeah.
$39.99.
No. That's a tiny can. If you paid more than $19.99, you're getting ripped off.
It was $40. Wow. $40. I have pissed away on Slate chocolate milk.
12 tiny cans of chocolate milk.
It tastes not great. It doesn't taste great.
It's not great. Not great at all.
Not great at all. She looked at me. She's like, you are.
I want to see the ad now that got
such
you.
Such an idiot. Yeah, if you could find the Slate chocolate milk ad. But
it's probably like, hey, add 40 yards to your drive with this.
It reeled me
like,
in.
Oh, that sounds great.
It is so, I'm the worst. That sleep aid, I have to get off of it because A, I can't afford it. Okay. Thing is, you sleep really, really good once you actually fall asleep. It's the lead in from taking it to when somebody has to take my phone from me. Who knows what's next? But Instagram, there's a guy that makes Instagram targeted ads. He's like, this MF-er again. I got him again.
He's like employee of the year at Instagram.
This dumb bastard will buy anything that we put up on Instagram. I get a case of milk. I'm like, what am I doing? So times are hard, man. I spent $40 on a case of canned milk.
Speaking of what are you doing, the other question on the YouTube stream this morning is, what happened to your face?
I shaved.
It's gone. All the hair on your face is gone.
It's very jarring.
It is.
It's jarring. And I look like a loan shark or like a deviant. Or my kids last night, Bo goes, Dad, I hate it. I hate your face, was a quote. And I said, I don't know what I did. I just wanted to, like, you know.
Just reset.
Just like a reset.
It'll come back.
Yeah. And it looks terrible. It looks horrible. My wife hates it. Everything sucks, basically, is what I'm trying to say at this point. But at least I have 20 grams of protein. I mean, I have to drink these now. I can't waste
them. No, you have to use them all the way up.
God. I mean, I'll get used to it, I guess. No protein drink really tastes all that great. But protein, very important. Very important.
Maybe this is the key to getting healthy. This is it.
Stupid.
This
dude.
Is finally
it's
you so, found the key to
it's
getting healthy.
So stupid. Chocolate milk in a can. It's like, what are you doing, dude? So, all right, I'm gonna have to kick the.
Slate's a weird word for it.
I mean, well, yeah. I mean, I don't know what I was thinking. I do know what I was thinking. I was like, this will be great. You know, a little protein on the go. Paulie and I were talking about Paulie drinks the pure proteins. I like those. Those are pretty tasty, but I never go to Premier Protein. Those are good. Yeah. I never go to Costco, and you can buy those by the truckload there.
Yeah.
I've told my wife, I go, I'm going to have to start making at least one, maybe one every other week, maybe a Costco run.
Do.
You do a Costco run every week, Ben. You do one every week, right?
We're every other week. 2 weeks, I'd say.
Yeah, maybe every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks. Yeah. So, yeah, there you go. So now I've got on Instagram targeted ads. I've got a case of Peter Luger's steak. That wasn't Instagram. I went to their website because I was watching Sopranos. But I bought a case of Peter Luger's steak sauce. You couldn't eat a 12-bottle.
Yeah.
I mean,
no way.
Your heart would explode before you finished your bottles. I bought a picnic set, and I bought a Joe Frazier sweatshirt off of Instagram, and now... Slate.
Canned chocolate
canned
milk.
Why Slate? It's delicious.
The best. By the way, if you own a business and you want us to promote your business as well as I've promoted Slate, we could do that. Just product place on the...
Woods' ambient purchases.
The
it can be
feed.
It can be like a segment on the show every single week. We got a lot of good segments
today. When I'm on
today.
Ambien, I go to 7 Mile Casino.
We've got a ton to
Don't
talk
take
about.
Ambien and drive.
Had a fun show outing Saturday night. We all went out to the Loyal game and saw their home opener. We can talk about that was fun to see everybody, all the locals out there, and a win for the Loyal. We have the brackets in the NCAA tournament revealed. The field of 68, San Diego State getting a 5 seed yesterday.
We have so much to talk about, and I know what we're going to do. We're going to blow all of it today, and then tomorrow we'll be like, what should we talk about tomorrow? There's so much to talk about in sports. It's almost overwhelming with
World
how much we have to get to.
Baseball Classic, Team USA spanked Saturday, by Mexico last
Saturday
night.
Saturday legit like felt weird because for the first time
so
in a
much.
Long time, from start to finish, there were sports on. When I woke up, WBC.
All day.
Had WBC all day long up until
all
the
night.
Aztec game at 3 o'clock. And then there was more WBC that night
the,
when we got home from the local
then the soccer
the Royal
match.
Game.
I mean, I was like, and I was watching Seals on my phone. I'm like, this is too much. It's just too much. So I'm sure we will blow the whole thing today, and then the rest of the shows this week will be terrible. But this today is going to be a lot of fun. We have a lot to get to.
Obviously, lots of Padres talk from the weekend as well. Get you caught up on what's happening out in spring training as we are now just about 2.5 weeks away from opening day, getting closer and closer. We'll get into all of it coming up. Listener Maggie won a Daily Diddy selection, so her pick to start the week coming up next, and then we'll get into it. Good morning, everybody. I know, tough one, everybody getting up at the time change. It feels earlier. It is earlier. Even though the clock says 6:15, it is definitely an early one with Ben and Woods. See how that traffic is looking this morning. Get first looks from Kelly here, and then back with more on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With Mars blood, the San Juan flows, drank tyrants 'neath the under.
palabras nos mataron la esperanza. Persiguieron con redada, acribillaron con las balas, enterraron con las balas en la escala. Somos los sin cara, los sin nombre, los nadie, los nada.
Tier 1 Maggie's selection for the Daily Diddy today. Tom Morello and the Bloody Beetroots. The song is Lightning Over Mexico. And I've got a feeling on why she picked that song last night after the USA got completely bodied by the Mexican team in the WBC. What a
congratulations to them.
No doubt, man. What an interesting game. We had a ton of tier ones rooting for Mexico last night. And again, I've said it before, and people have gotten mad at me. I look at the USA roster, and it doesn't get me excited about Team USA. I look at the Team USA jerseys, and I go, oh, my God. Then you see the Mexico jerseys last night, the shiny name and number on the back.
It was awesome.
Oh, they look so clean. I mean, just the cleanest unis I've ever seen. They look so good, and they...
Well, when Great Britain sets the bar, it's not that hard to...
Great Britain looks like, dude, we need uniforms now. I forgot to order uniforms.
You left them over there?
Let's just make some here. They're horrible. But anyway, that was Tom Morello. And you know who Tom Morello is. Does that ring any bells for you, Benjamin?
Tom Morello. Definitely the name sounds familiar.
Tom Morello is the one of the most innovative guitar players maybe ever, but he was in Rage Against the Machine. He was the guitar player for Rage Against the Machine, Audioslave. He's got a good solo career as well, and he makes sounds out of the guitar that most guitar players, myself included, you watch him play and you go, all right, never mind. Why would I even try? Because the things he's able to do is really, truly next level. So thank you, Maggie. Great, great pick.
My son was at that game last night at Chase Field, went over the weekend to attend. He attended three of the World Baseball Classic games in Arizona.
And it's unbelievable.
Before the game, I tweeted it out, though. He was my source. He said, it was about 25 minutes before the game, he said, I just saw Joe Musgrove. He's here. He's wearing a Nick Martinez jersey supporting Nick. And I thought that was really cool. We were saying it off the air. Joe is just... I mean, he's a good guy. He's a good family guy. He's a great teammate.
Yep.
He's a great leader.
We're lucky.
He's great on the air when he comes on the radio. He's just such a solid all-around baseball and person just combined into one package.
We are extremely, extremely lucky to have Joe Musgrove on our baseball team, in our lives, back in San Diego where he was born and raised. And if you haven't gotten a chance to see the spotlight, I know many of you out there don't have Bally's. If there's a way to find the spotlight that they did.
I was looking for it to either record to the cable box to watch later or find it online or on the Bally's app. I could not find it. I watched it just after a spring training game or something last week, but it's been hard to find on demand.
It's number one, all those spotlights that they do are great. It's why, as a family, I mean, now, talk to me in June after they've been replaying the same ones. We're like, oh my God, I got to see this one again. That being said, the spotlight that they did on Joe, it'll make you cry. I mean, I'm pretty soft, so a lot makes me cry, but that one got me really good. It's fathers, it's sons, it's baseball, it's being unsure of your talent, your ability, losing your way a little bit. At a time in his life when his dad was really ill. It's family. It's the sisters. It's the mom. Bro, I'm watching this. And you see how he interacts with fans. You see how active he is in the community. You see him putting on a Nick Martinez jersey last night and going to watch his buddy pitch. It's just that's a different level of person. It's just a different level.
But he's also as intense as it comes.
Correct.
With the workouts underwater. And then,
by the way, they go back and they revisit the no-hitter on this much-maligned franchise that had never had a no-hitter. It had gotten close a couple of times. And then you watch that guy do it again, and you get to relive that moment that we all just lost our minds. One of those times you never forget. You'll never forget where you were. You'll never forget that moment. The ground ball to Ha-Sung Kim, you know, he's going to get it. And it's just he's just a really, really well-done piece of video on a really great, great human being.
Unfortunately, Nick Martinez took the loss yesterday. Started out the game, gave up an infield single to Randy Arozarena. He was originally called out. They went to a long replay review, called him safe on the review, and then
he was safe.
It was the right call. But then Arozarena was, you know, trying to steal, and I don't know if Nick Martinez was worried about the base runner, but he laid one right in there to Joey Meneses, who had a two-run homer. After that, he settled in, went 2 2/3 innings, gave up one more run. Wasn't the worst pitcher by any stretch of the imagination. Brady Singer gave up 4 runs. Daniel Bard gave up 4 runs in just 2/3 of an inning. But Meneses hit another 3-run homer. He was the hero last night for Team Mexico in what ended up being an 11-5 win. If you didn't stay up late, that one went deep into the night. But now the United States drops to 1-1. You know, they still have really their control of their own destiny. If they win their next two games, they'll be in. But, you know, now a little bit nervous, a little more pressure for Team USA. They can't afford any more mess-ups if they want to make sure they advance into the knockout round at the World Baseball Classic.
Guys, call me crazy, but is Team USA not the perfect example of you don't just win games on paper? Like, and it's kind of parallel to what we're about to go through with the San Diego Padres this season. Am I wrong? You look at our lineup, you look at our defense, you go, "Woo, mamacita, all right. I love you, Darvish and Blake Snell and Joe Musgrove at the top. I love what I've seen from a couple of guys, you know, going to earn their way into the rotation. We should roll over people." There is no guarantee in this game. There's no guarantee. The USA, with that lineup that they're running out there, Ben, massive target. Massive target. They're tweeting out, "Loaded. There's no lineup like this in baseball." And Team Mexico goes, "Oh, okay, cool." And they go out and they lay the wood to us. And I think I'm not saying that that's going to happen to the Padres in the regular season, but it's such a good reminder that baseball sucks and you just never know. And I'm so glad I don't bet. I think I would have lost almost every game in the WBC so far. I think I would have lost every game.
The Dominican Republic, you could say the same thing about their loaded 100%. Lineup, and they got shut down. Juan Soto had a couple of hits and double, but they got shut down by Venezuela. They've been the story of the tournament
They've been
so far.
Unbelievable.
Venezuela's been incredible. Ha-Sung Kim had a couple of home runs this weekend. Korea just won 22-2 a few minutes ago against China. That wild pool that had all five teams ended up 2-2. Italy and Cuba end up advancing out of that pool A, while Chinese Taipei goes 2-2, and they get relegated to have to qualify next time, just all on tiebreakers at the end. So anything can happen. It's four baseball games. It's not 162-game season. It's not even a best-of-seven series. It's four baseball games. Pretty much anything can happen here in the World Baseball Classic.
Yeah, and again, I think it's a good reminder that just because you have a really, really loaded lineup out there, that other teams are going to be gunning for you. And I think for the first time in their history ever, the San Diego Padres are that team where you look at and go, "Oh, all this hype. Oh, look at the hype machine rolling into San Diego. Oh, 40,000 people filling out Petco Park. Let's take it to these guys tonight." It's going to be different.
Now, I think if the United States and Mexico play 10 times, I think the United States should win 6 or 7 of them.
I mean,
but
yeah.
I you know, it's one game, and Mexico had it going last night.
Save this because I do want to talk about roster construction and more WBC. We're going to be joined by our buddy Jordan Schusterman. He's part of the brilliant Cespedes Barbecue podcast and Twitter feed, and we've had Jordan on before. That guy. They are so into the WBC. We'll be able to talk a little bit more about it with him.
Jordan and all of our guests will be on at 8:35, appear on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. When we come back, sad news out of Padres spring training. I think sad is the right way to put it. It probably won't affect the season too much, but I was really bummed to see what happened over the weekend to your San Diego Padres. Also, maybe some first thoughts on the Aztecs in the NCAA tournament and where they are seated and where they are headed. I think both good news and bad news for San Diego State and their fans. So we'll get to all of that coming up. It is Monday morning. Glad to have you with us on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All night, and somebody sing. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
That brackety time of the year, college basketball, of course, but also the Ben and Woods Tournament of Drops. We did all the seeding.
It's a big day.
On Friday, and coming up at 8 o'clock, we will reveal the first eight of our first round matchups from the Ben and the Paul regions. The Woods and Adam regions will come tomorrow in the first round, and then you'll be able to go to our Twitter page and vote.
So I got relegated with Adam.
You're not relegated. You're just, it's you know, it's day one, day two.
I'm
you have to do half of them one day and half of them the other day. They're not, it's not like better or worse.
Ben
or
and Paul and
more
Woods
important.
And Adam.
That's just one on the left side or the top half and then the bottom half or the left half
and
the
Adam.
Right half.
Huh. I got a bad draw.
That means you're.
I got a bad draw out of the chute.
That means the champion of your bracket will meet the champion of the Adam bracket in the final four.
Oh, I like it then.
It's going to be, it's gonna be dicey. If you look,
it's gnarly.
If it's all chalk. If the number one seeds all advance,
yes.
The left side of the bracket, Ben and Paul regions would have Carving Guy. Have you tried the lasagna yet? Going up against Carving Guy. Did you catch the game last night?
Wow.
My guess is a Carving Guy drop will represent the left half of the bracket.
The chalk. Someone, it's going to be tough to beat both of those.
Oh, yeah.
Go all the
and
way
then
through.
The other two final four teams, if it's chalk, would be the one seed from the Woods region. Can I get a oh yeah from Bo and Taylor?
Pretty good.
And then the Adam region was it extra sweet because it was against the Dodgers?
Jesus God.
That could be a sensational matchup, but it never ends up being chalk. There's always some upsets.
There's always upsets.
There's always upsets in the tournament and the Tournament of Drops.
Man.
Just going to have to wait and see.
I love the Tournament of Drops. I was kind of out on it last year, and I'm all the way back in on it. And I think because we got so many good drops this year, I feel like we were really scrounging last year.
Thank God for that Carving Guy video.
The Carving Guy video is the greatest thing to happen to this program ever. Ever. Who won last year? Bo won year one.
Bo won year one. Last year was...
I have it somewhere.
Who was last year?
Who was last year?
It was a three versus a three.
Yeah,
wow.
See?
In the finals. And Ben saying Pound Town lost to Don Orsillo with Now We're Gonna Fight.
And now we're gonna fight. That one, I remember I was upset about that last year. I didn't think that should have been the winner. But hey, listen, it's up to the tier ones.
The other final four teams of last year's bracket were Ben's Stomach Noise. And Are You Laughing, Biatch?
That's the one I wanted. And I was very upset. I was upset. That
you were
that
all in
lost.
On that one.
The whole at-home bracketologists are already mad. I got a tier one who DM'd me and said, how did you leave Adam Jones out of the field?
Calling us fat bastards. Yeah. Maybe because we're tired of being called fat bastards.
Or maybe that we made a mistake. The people putting together the brackets always make a mistake
or
two.
Of course, yeah.
You know? People were outraged that four Mountain West teams got into the tournament this year. Nevada, everyone said, oh, they're going to the NIT after they lost in the Mountain West tournament. But they got in. They're in a play-in game against Arizona State. Four Mountain West teams make it. That was a big shocker on Selection Sunday yesterday.
I'm excited to have you, Ben, explain. When do you want to do that? I'd like to do a whole...
7:35, yeah.
Ben's going to Ben explain the entire thing, because I'll be honest with you, I was not watching Selection Sunday. I did not. I followed Twitter to see where the Aztecs
went. And thank God, the Aztecs were in the very first bracket, the first region, and they were like the third game or something.
I think they were the fifth team announced. So they had the first four, the 1, 16, 8, 9, and then the fifth seed in the South came up, and it was right away San Diego State. In fact, the Aztecs players, you know how they gather to watch the reveal? A couple of them weren't even paying attention. Yeah. They were still looking at their phones like, we're so early, it's not going to be us.
It was like 3:04 p.m.
It's like, wait, what? All right. San Diego State, it's us.
So they don't have like a docket? It's just random?
It could be anywhere. They knew they were in, but it could be anywhere in the 68. I mean, they figure they're probably looking at the 5 and the 6 seeds when they come out.
Yeah.
But it's just usually, I've been to a few of those, and it always feels like San Diego State.
They're in the last
one of the
region.
Last ones to be announced. There's no reason why that would be true. They were the, according to the committee, though, they were the number one 5 seed.
Good.
So they almost got a 4 seed. They're 17th overall seed in the country for San Diego State. And I know the reaction yesterday was, wow, that's a really tough matchup. College of Charleston went 31-3. Here's my tease. I disagree with the majority of people who
you're getting way
they said.
Ahead of yourself.
All right.
I was worried about that today.
I saw two quotes that I really liked this weekend from Padres camp in spring training. Get to those. And the sad news out of camp as well after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. This hour, I'm Ben Woods, brought to you by Pfizer and BioNTech. You're keeping up with updated traffic and weather, but are you doing the same when it comes to COVID-19? Sign up now for reliable info on COVID-19 and a vaccine option, resources, and more at PfizerCOVID19.com, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech. So, the sad news, get it out of the way first. Heard, you know, Craig Stammen had a shoulder injury, and they said, it might not be as bad as they feared. It's not good.
He suffered the injury. So this is the weird part. You guys remember, we did like a whole Craig Stammen segment on Friday.
Yeah.
I felt pretty bad because I was the one saying, hey, like, I didn't go so far as to say we've moved beyond the need for a Craig Stammen, because everyone was making the case, Ben, that if you have Craig Stammen in the bullpen, he can be effective at times. That being said, the old we need a guy for veteran leadership in the bullpen felt like a little bit of the Padres of you know, behind us. And I thought to myself, we've got enough arms, enough young talent, there's enough veteran leadership to where you don't want to put a guy on the roster just for that move. We're not there anymore.
He was throwing so well, though.
But he was pitching well.
He was at least
training.
Making the argument that maybe he deserved a spot.
No question. There's no question. There. He came back on a minor league deal, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yep, correct.
Came back on a minor league deal. And sure, man, you see that and you go, hey, if you're effective, then great. Andy Green, that was his guy. That was his number one dude. He went to Stammen so much that he became, you know, quite ineffective. Everyone was seeing him all the time. He ended up starting that playoff game for us in 2020 and getting the job done. And, yeah, man, there's been some moments with Craig Stamets, certainly. But in my mind on Friday when we were talking about it, it was, I don't want to put a guy on the roster just to have the dad of the bullpen anymore. But and then I felt terrible because he got injured that day, came off the mound with some trainers. But then I saw a piece by Kevin Acey that said, it's actually not as bad as they thought. And then 24 hours later, it was, this is the end for Craig Stanley. Yeah. And I was like, oh, God, the old Ben and Woods curse strikes again.
Yeah, ruptured shoulder capsule. And while Craig said, I'm not announcing my retirement, I'm pretty realistic that this is probably it. It's a months and months and months recovery. And if he has surgery, it's even longer. So it just doesn't seem like there's an avenue for him to come back, which is a bummer. Now, you know, veteran leadership, do you have to be going out onto the field? I'm sure the Padres will try to find a place for
him. To have him around.
In the organization, to have him around. I mean, seems like it would be silly to just say, hey, bye, Craig, see you later, you know, and then never talk to him again. He's just too well-liked and respected. You can still offer some of that leadership. I know it means more from a guy when you're actually out there competing, but you know, that's why you have coaches and you know, they can give their experience to the younger players as well without actually having to go and pitch 50 innings over the course of a season.
Well, and yeah, I mean, it's not like they haven't seen him out there competing before. It's not like hey, we're going to bring in, you know, a guy from a different organization for veteran leadership that's not pitching. He's there. He's a Padre. You know, it's part of the fabric of who he is. And he is a really, really good dude. And yeah, man, for a guy with that kind of career, you want him to be able to walk away on his terms, and clearly it's not. It's not on his terms. It's due to injury, and that's a bummer.
But it does open up maybe a spot, or at least makes you don't have to make that decision of knocking someone off the 40-man roster. If he signs a minor league deal, you know, you're going to have to pick someone to take his spot if you want to put him on the roster. Jay Groom threw another four scoreless innings on Friday in a 1-0 loss to the Royals. He's continuing to push for either a spot in the rotation or at least a long bullpen kind of flex option. But my two favorite quotes of the weekend both came on Saturday.
I know where you're going.
The first one was from Fernando Tatis Jr. I remember how to hit after going 0 for spring training. I had two hits on Saturday against the White Sox. Drove the ball well, double, single. First came off Mike Clevinger up the middle and then really roped a double to go 2 for 3. And afterwards, I think just in a small little, you know, I mean, it was probably directed at people like, you know, me.
You. Yeah.
Who were just, you know, wondering when it was going to happen. He was like, I remember how to hit, everybody. I haven't forgotten how to do it. And he certainly erased any of the questions and doubts.
I wish he would have just looked right into the camera. And, hey, Ben Higgins.
I remember how to hit. I didn't say I thought he had forgotten how to hit. I just wondered
how long it
would take for him to, you know, really remember how to hit. And now he seems to have remembered. The other quote that was great was from 16-year-old Ethan Salas, who after going into his first spring training game, catching 4 innings, had a ground out in his at-bat, said, age is just a number. That is, well, I mean, it's kind of true, but still, when you're 16 years old and you're playing against big leaguers, like real big league baseball players, you're not supposed to be able to do that.
No, you're not. It makes no sense. It defies every bit of logic, and it defies everything that we know about the game of baseball. I mean, again, you'll have catchers, Ben, that are like 21, and they're like, yeah, he's just not seasoned enough. Guy's been catching, you know, 8-9 years since he was a little kid, and they're like, nah, no, he's 16 years old in there, and his hands, man, if you watch him behind the dish, his hands are, they're phenomenal.
Bob Melvin commented on how soft, he said, his receiving skills, his hands were.
Somebody put out a nice little video of Weathers throwing to him. And for all of you out there, and I know there's still some that don't quite, haven't grasped the new way of catching, which is to show a target, drop your hands, and then it's mesmerizing when you watch it when it's done well, and Ethan Salas does it well. So you show a target. So, Ben, I want you to throw that cutter away. I'm going to show you the target. As you're into your windup, I drop my hand. The umpire is the one that really, it's how you steal more strikes. Instead of doing I'm going to keep it stiff.
Hold it forever right there.
And then you kind of manipulate your hands. You drop it, and then you softly catch it, and it looks like a strike damn near every time. It's really brilliant. And he's down on one knee at times as well. It's the way that they're teaching it now. So when people are watching Camposano last year going, I don't like how he drops his glove, it's how they're teaching it in this organization. And really, it's how they're teaching it in most organizations now. So
the ironic part is if they go to the electronic strike zone, it's not going to matter in the least bit.
No.
What it looks like or how soft it is, when as long as you just don't let it get past you,
yeah,
is going to be the only job of the catcher at that point.
I mean, you're still going to have to throw guys out. There's a lot to the position.
Yes, I get it. Yes. And you still have to, call the game, and you have to give the pitcher confidence and a good target,
sure,
and things like that. But in terms of stealing strikes, that won't happen anymore.
I do wonder if there's a way to manipulate the ball back into the zone to where it, because I don't know exactly the point of where it.
I think it's where it crosses the front of the plate.
The front of the plate.
So
somebody will figure it out.
I don't think the catcher is going to be able to do anything about it.
Well, then by that logic, then you're basically saying you could put Luke Voit in catcher's gear because he's a big target. As long as you can catch it,
yeah,
Luke, we're in good shape.
Kind of.
I don't know that that's going to be entirely the case. I think they'll still teach ways to manipulate.
My guess
somehow
is, they'll be teaching ways to, hit the target in that. All right, I wanted to put the right here, because if
right
he hits
here
a slider the right spot, it's going to just tick the edge
and
of that
look like a ball
strike zone. It's going to look like a ball, but it's going to be a strike. So you catch it right, you target it right there, and it's going to be almost unhittable.
Yeah.
I think that'll be the new kind of catching skill, is knowing exactly where to put your mitt, where if the pitcher throws the pitch the way he wants to, it's going to be a wacky strike.
It's going to be one of those where you're like, God dang it, that is not a strike,
yeah,
but I guess by the letter of the law. By the way, his at-bat was pretty impressive. And if I'm the opposing pitcher, and I think this is exactly what happened, I don't remember who was throwing for the White Sox at the time, you see, and you know that this kid's 16 years old. 16-year-old prospect Ethan Salas is coming to the dish for his first real professional AB. He threw him some nasty bouncing junk. Salas looked at it like, and just spit on it. Just was like, BFD. Like, he couldn't have cared less. Next one hit it. He wrapped it pretty good to second base. But, yeah, man, there's a lot to be excited about. You certainly wonder how that's going to progress.
Padres won that game 6-5. Yesterday, Rougned Odor homered twice in a game against the A's down in Mesa. Adrian Morejon, though, a little concerning, allowed four runs and then exited with some elbow pain. One of the guys, possibly some depth in the starting rotation. We'll, I'm sure, get an update today from Padres spring training. The A's ended up winning that game 8-6. Today, the Padres will take on the San Francisco Giants at the Peoria Sports Complex, 1:10. Now that the time has changed, we got the little later starts. Julio Teheran, one of the pitchers scheduled to throw again, and he's been pretty solid throughout this spring. We'll see if he can keep it up against a divisional opponent, the San Francisco Giants, today. So that's a little Padres update. We'll come back. Hour number two is next. We got Take on Woods ahead. Also more on the NCAA tournament. Stick around. Get ready to call in 833-288-0973 as we return on Ben and Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.